Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world. And today, guess what today? Today is a day of great happiness for me. And why is that? It's a day of great happiness for me because I was with Peter and Paul and Mary, little guys, who had a heavy burden and they didn't know what to do about it. Peter, Paul, and Mary, how are you guys tonight? Well, Mr. Candle, I don't know what we're going to do. And Peter, Paul, and Mary live in a very wonderful house. It's a thatched roof house in the desert, in the Sahara Desert. And their mother and father are herders, and their brothers are out herding the animals that they take care of. And Peter, Paul, and Mary are just little guys, 7, 10, and 12. And they're living in this thatched house. It's a lovely thatched house. And they're sitting on the dirt floor, and they're sitting by the candle. And they know the candle is me, Mr. Candle. And they say, "What are we going to do, Mr. Candle?" I said, "Well, my goodness, Peter, Paul, and Mary, what seems to be your problem?" "Well, our brother said he was going to take us down to the oasis and watch us while we went swimming so that we could have some fun. And then he didn't come home till late. And when he came home, he was tired. And he says, 'Please excuse me, I'm tired. I can't take you down to the pond, to the oasis pool, because I'm just too tired to do it and be attentive to do the job of watching you so that nothing happens to you. Please forgive me.'"
"No, we won't forgive you. You promised us. You promised us you would do this. You promised us you would do it."
And their brother went away thinking, "Wow, that's mean." And Peter, Paul, and Mary built a great grudge, a great unhappiness toward their unthinking brother because he didn't take them where he promised to take them. And they said to Mr. Candle, "They said, 'Mr. Candle, what are we going to do? Our brother, Samuel, said he would take us there, and he never took us. He never took us where he said he would take us. And we want to go. How do we get to go?" "Well," Mr. Candle said, "when you have a grudge, it's a very heavy thing to carry around, and nobody needs to have a grudge. So let's just think about what is happening here. Now, your brother, Samuel, is a great guy. He works very hard for your mom and dad, and for you guys, too. If he didn't go out and tend the flock, nobody would have the flock, and you wouldn't have the food to eat. You wouldn't have all the sheep, and you wouldn't have the goats, and you wouldn't have all the other things that go to make up your food and your milk and stuff." "Oh, well, that's the rest of my brothers and sisters, they do that too, and they don't make promises they don't keep." "Well, did you ask Samuel why he was late? Why he didn't have a chance to do it?"
"No, I don't believe him."
Peter was very angry. Paul says, "Why should we believe him? Why should we ask him? He should tell us." And Mary says, "Well, maybe we were kind of uncaring. We should have asked him because maybe he had a good reason." And Paul says, "What reason could he have?" And Mr. Candle spoke up and said, "Now, boys and girls, you know, if you carry a grudge, it's a very heavy thing to carry. And it makes you burdened down. It makes you feel so unhappy. And it makes you feel unhappy in other areas of your life, not just the area where you're unhappy, but other areas too. Did you enjoy your supper tonight when you saw that Samuel was too tired to take you out?" "No, it tasted terrible." "Did you feel like going to bed when your dad said to go to bed?" "No, we just pretended." "Did you do what your mommy told you to do and clean up first before you went to bed?"
"No, why should we?
They didn't peek and see if we did or not." You see now, boys and girls, that is all what a grudge does to you. It makes you feel so unhappy. You do all sorts of things, Peter, Paul, and Mary, that make you feel that you just get away with something. But you're doing it because you're mean and you're angry. Now, Peter, Paul, and Mary, where is your brother Samuel right now? Well, he's sound asleep. He's been working hard all day. Well, I tell you what, let's do. Let's go over and waken him. Waken him! He'll shoot us! Now, let's go wake him. And let's say, Samuel, we've been very unhappy that you didn't take us to the oasis today, because we waited all day and we were looking forward to it so much, we wanted to do it so much, and you didn't do it. Why didn't you do it? And so they go over to Samuel, and nobody wants to wake him. And finally Mary says, Samuel, Samuel, it's Mary. And Samuel says, what do you want, Mary? Samuel, would you please tell me something? Would you please say something that's very important to me? And Samuel said, well, Mary, I'm sound asleep. I worked hard all day today. Now, what do you mean I should tell you something? What do you mean? What do you mean waking me up like this in the middle of my night? Bad enough that I had to work so long that I couldn't come home and take you out, and it made me so unhappy not to take you down to the oasis so you could go swimming. Well, Samuel, we were unhappy too. We had a grudge, and Mr. Candle says we shouldn't have grudges. That's right. Samuel, why didn't you get back in time? Why did you work so long that you didn't have time to come and take us to the oasis so we could go swimming tonight? I don't know if I should tell you. I'm so unhappy about it, I don't know that. But Samuel, tell us so we don't have to be unhappy too. All right. I was out in the field. I was out there in the desert, in the Sahara Desert, tending my herd. And then your brother Joseph came along, and he says, okay, Samuel, it's my turn. You go home now. And so I said, thank you, Joseph. And I picked up my staff, and I headed back. And then I tripped, and I fell down, and my head came right next to a snake. And I saw that snake, and I was so frightened, because normally I'm in better control. But I was so frightened, I was trembling, and I was frightened, and I said, there's nothing I can do. Okay, snake, I like you. Go away. Snake, go away. Snake, you're a nice guy. I have nothing against you. Snake, go away. And you know, Peter, Paul, and Mary, the snake just sat there and looked at me. I said, snake, please, go away. You make me so nervous. And the snake looked at me, and he waved his head. And then you know what the snake did? He talked to me. The snake said, whatever you fear is in control of you. The snake talked to you? Well, it's the only person who was there. I didn't talk to myself. The snake talked to you? Samuel, oh, wow. You should have told us. That sounds exciting. Yes, the snake talked to me. But I still was afraid. So then the snake bit my toe. And it hurt. And I went to Joseph, and I said, Joseph, this snake bit my toe. And Joseph came running over, and he looked at me, and he laughed at me, and he said, Samuel, you are so silly. That's not a snake, that's a stick. That's a stick, and you kicked it with your toe, and it hit the tip of your toe, and it hit your toe, and it made your toe bleed. Look, 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 look. Oh, Samuel, you're so silly, you're so goofy. I don't know why I called your brother. Samuel, go home. You know. And by the time I got home, I was so ashamed of myself. I was so sorry that I was so stupid, and I didn't want you kids to see me looking so stupid. So I said, I'm too tired to go down to the oasis to take you swimming and watch you so that you're all happy and have a good time. I didn't know what to do. Oh, Samuel, I understand. Paul said, and he put his arm around his older brother, and he said, Samuel,
when I grow up, I want to be just like you. And Paul, who was standing there with a scowl on his face, he looked over, well, you could have told us. And Samuel said, I didn't have the courage to tell you. I was so ashamed of myself. Oh, Samuel, you don't need to be ashamed of yourself in front of us. We're your brothers and sisters. Yes, I know. Joseph told me that too. Mary put her arms around Samuel and said, Samuel, what can we do for you? And Samuel said, well, you can let me go to sleep. I'm awful tired. But I thank you so much. I love you. And they all gave Samuel a big hug, and they went back and climbed in their bed. And Mr. Candle said, well, boys and girls, what did you learn? And they said, well, we learned it was a useless grudge. We shouldn't have done it. We wasted all of our good energy being unhappy when we should have been sorry for Samuel, because he had such an unhappy situation. He felt so sad. And we're going to go and tell Joseph that tomorrow when we see him at breakfast, we're going to say, Joseph, you're a wonderful brother. You made Samuel feel good and bad, but let's all always make each other feel that we're loved. Oh, here comes Mr. Sandman now. Boys and girls, jump into your sleeping and grab your blankets and cover up. And your mommy and daddy will hug you and hug you and hug you and kiss you and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And you say right back to them, ha, 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 not as much, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And then grab your teddy bear, your special toy, and snuggle it and go to sleep. Mr. Sandman will sprinkle his pixie dust all over you. And you'll sleep just like a rock, being happy dreams and happy thinking. Now, until I see you next time, this is Mr. Candle speaking, saying, I love you. I love you. I love you.